Just before our reading from Luke today, Jesus did some blunt speaking to the disciples. He gave them a bit of a reality check. This is what you are getting into. Discipleship is more demanding than they had imagined. They are accountable to one another. And whenever someone doesn't get it right, others are to remind them as many times as it takes to learn. They need to practice and offer forgiveness as many times as it is needed. Faced with these demanding realities and more, the disciples throw up their hands in despair. How are we going to do all of that? In a world and church that needs forgiveness and support much more often than we might have anticipated, in our busy lives that can change directions in a moment, when we hear God's call to feed the poor, welcome the homeless, support the lost and lonely, there are times when we too throw up our hands and say, how are we going to do all of that? Well, Jesus' answer is, with a little bit of faith. The disciples say, we don't have enough, give us more. And Jesus says, you have all that you need. If you will use what you have, you can change the world. Then Jesus moves into a discussion about servants. And this story about servants and masters and what is expected from each is about relationships. The relationship is marked by a mutual accountability and expectation. The master expects the servants to perform their duties, and the servants in turn expect that when their work is done, they will receive nourishment and rest and protection. Jesus appears to be saying that not only do the disciples have the faith that they need to accomplish the tasks they have, but that they need to ground their work on relationships, and that the health of the world depends on each doing their part. In this encounter, I hear Jesus say that even a little bit of faith can go a long way, and that we all have a responsibility to do our best so that everyone is supported. To understand faith in this way, then, is to understand it as a way of life. Those who serve God do so with a sense of duty. We know what we are to do, and we are accountable to each other and to God. The letter that we hear to Timothy today connects with Luke because it speaks of faith. We should not be ashamed of our faith, but be generous with our faith so that others may be inspired by it. This letter is also a reminder that the importance of faith can be passed down from generation to generation. Timothy has learned the accountability and expectation of faith from his grandmother and mother and from his mentor, Paul. In the letter, Paul says to Timothy, I have given you all the teachings that have been entrusted to me by God. Now they are yours to share. Again, the message is that we have enough. There is enough knowledge from generations and from God that if we will trust in ourselves, we will find that we have enough faith to accomplish even the most difficult of God's tasks. In Jesus' world, as in ours, change was all around. There was a need for people to look after others. There was a need for voices to call out, to name where injustice was being pressed on others. There was a need to get past old attitudes and to find new ones that would shake up the world. There was a need, and God's people were encouraged to fill it. The need is not to simply fly in and fix things. It is to create mutual relationship built on accountability and responsibility. It is to have a little bit of faith that God will give us enough to do the work if we will do it together. We need to be very deliberate about changing how we view other people. It is not the color of their skin or how big their house is that matters. It is not how they got into trouble that matters, but the fact that they need support and care that we are to concentrate on. We have old habits that make us throw up our hands and think, how are we going to do that? And in these readings for today, I hear God's voice telling us, together, with a little bit of faith and accountability to each other. The vision statement posted in the Oyen and Serial churches says that God's love will be seen in our daily living. I have been thinking about that regularly lately. Have people seen that in what I am offering to the world? Who will hold me accountable if that isn't so? I have faith that God will nudge me when I make mistakes and will give me the direction I need to get things right. But I will admit that there are times when, like the disciples, I feel overwhelmed by the pressures of speaking my faith. I feel beaten up by a society that appears to be becoming more centered on self than service, that shouts and demands that the loudest wins, even when they prove themselves corrupt and they lie to get their way. It is hard being a disciple, a voice for love. But God pushes me on to be a voice for justice, for caring, for truth. And my hope is that my voice will be one of many that speaks for those who can't speak for themselves, that will encourage people to think about how they live their faith, respecting God's creation and God's people, and that I will find the courage to hold others accountable when they speak words that incite violence and discrimination. Together is a big part of with a little faith, because if we all put our little bits of faith into action, we can create something so much bigger than we can do by ourselves. This is Worldwide Communion Sunday, and on this day we try to do that togetherness. We do our best to invite all to God's table who are willing to do their part to make the world a better place. We remember that we are better together than we are apart. We come to God's table with people all around the world today, grateful for the faith, spirit, and love that surrounds us. We remember that relationships are important, that faith stories and actions are important, and that God and Jesus invite us to give what we have so that others can add their gifts to the world. We remember that a little bit of faith can go a long way to opening space for God's love to make lives a whole lot better.